Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me today as we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. On Favor Life, the process of there, God is going to take you and he's going to shape you and make you. We're going to encourage you in that process, encourage you in that place of making, encourage you, and sometimes even in your stand of faith, letting you know that it's going to work for your good. That favor place is favor with God and man, that place where he allows you to understand and know his mind and his heart, and you build trust, you build your intimate relationship with God, your life of worship with him that causes you to move closer and closer into the things that you are going to do tomorrow that he's preparing you for. He's going to do it in your life, and you're going to see that expression of his divine will. And as you're being made, line upon line, precept upon precept, you're growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that growth is something that takes your perseverance and your determination, not in yourself, but in the God who's called you out of into. And that into is into his purpose and everything that he has for you. That process is not going to feel good. Is the things that are going to come to make you strong are the things that's going to try your faith. But your faith is not in you, it's in God who never, ever fails. And it's going to come forth as pure gold. It's going to be that which is, that's going to be tried, but it's going to be that which is priceless, because it's going to now display and produce and look and sound like that authentic faith in God, that authentic place of deep faith in God and trust in him, that no matter what, you have patience to know that God is faithful. That as you go through the fire, you won't get burned. As you go through the waters, you won't drown, because you've been tried and you've watched God prove himself in your life and prove you and stretch you and add to you and your overcoming testimony, so that you will know that no matter what, he's with you and he'll never leave you. The Bible also lets us understand and know that place where we have favor is that place that God also allows us to see, like Abraham, that their place. And that place is also where we receive the blessings of Abraham, because we believe in Jesus Christ. And the word of God lets us know if we have that type of faith and believe in and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then we have the blessings of Abraham. So all of these things and so much more are ours, because like Jesus, we are learning as we're growing. We're learning obedience. We're learning trust. We're learning how to move in faith and move in trust in God and his word. And as we do, it's working for our good. Today, I'm going to encourage you in this short time that we have, in your steps that are ordered by God, the steps that are ordered in the will of God. Psalms 37 and 23 says the steps of a good man are ordained or ordered, depending on what interpretation that you have, by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. And you have to understand that every believer has to have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are a believer, then you are to have an intimate relationship with him that you're growing in, that you're moving in, that you're maturing in, where your trust is being built in him. And as we align ourselves to the will of God, we're going to see God ordain our life, ordain his purpose in our life, and ordain our steps. Because it's going to be ordered for his divine will. When we look at the word ordering or being ordered, it means to make firm or to establish. Every day, God is firming up our steps to keep us from falling, to keep us established in him, to keep us in his divine will, his divine purpose. And that those steps, every one of those steps are moving in the direction of his will. God has ordered our steps. And when we look at Jeremiah, and we read this all the time, Jeremiah 29 and 11, he's letting us understand that he has plans for us. And these plans are ordered or ordained for good, not evil, not something that's going to destroy us, but for good. And when we trust God and we believe his word and we take him at his word, then we understand the direction of our steps are going towards his purpose and his will in our lives, not in the opposite direction. Because there's a path that seems right to every man, but at the end there's destruction. We don't want that path. We want the path that's ordained and ordered by God, because it will lead us into the good path of what he says. Even when we're facing mountains in our life or trouble in our life, the more we abide and remain in God, he shows us his will. He leads us in right choices down the best path, and our footing is secure in God. He allows us to have his divine will that is being done in our lives and not ours. God is ordering our steps by securing our footing, that every place we step, we're not going to slip, because he holds us in his righteousness. He holds us in his word, in his will, in his power. And as we abide, now if we're going outside of his will, we're stepping outside of his will, we're opening up the door for an attack of the enemy, for the enemy to cause us to slip, to cause us to fall, to set up a trap for us. But as long as we stay secure in the place of abiding, in the place of perfect will, trusting God, he has us. He knows the way that we take. He knows where we're at. He knows what's ahead of us. He knows exactly how to get the glory out of us. In the process of being changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, is a process of trust. I will trust you, God. I will trust and believe your report. I will trust the way that you're leading me, because you know my steps. You know what you're going to get out of them. You have ordained them, and you know what those steps are, how those steps are going to lead. And every time I step in faith, every time I step trusting your word, I'm not going to fail. I'm going to see the demonstration of you in my life. You're going to see that, and we're going to know it, even though that the process can be tedious, and sometimes it can be treacherous and exhausting, because we're in this place where our faith is being tried to trust God in the ordained place that he has ordered, because nothing happens in our life that God has not ordained. When we're in his aligned will, we are not doing something ourselves. We're trusting him. And when he's leading us and we have to go through the valleys of the shadows of death, we're not going to fear. Psalms 40:2, David is there, and he's talking about this place where his feet are on the rock and his feet are firm. He talks about this because of his dependency on God and trust. And we have to trust God today, like David did, knowing that God has us and we're on the firm foundation of him, who is the rock. He's the rock of our salvation. He is the rock, the chief cornerstone, that anything else that tries to hit against it is dashed into pieces. He's the God that holds us in his righteousness, in his hand, and he knows where we are. God keeps us firm and secure as we abide and trust in him and we remain in him, knowing that our steps have been ordained. Even when we go through the valleys of the shadow of death, even when we go through the darkest valley, we don't have to fear. Even when we go through the deepest place that looks like there is no sun shining, there is nothing shining, and this valley is dark and it's fearful and it's dreadful, and it looks like nothing's down there, when there's evil all around us and all the things that the enemy is trying to use in that place to try to make us afraid, we can trust that God is with us, that he's never going to leave us nor forsaken us, that he's always there. And that when we are walking and facing these shadows, these places of distress, which was anytime there's distressing time of sickness and hardness or grief or disappointments or trials or anything that we're going through, we can trust and remember that God is our protection and our defender. In this day and this time where things are going on and all kinds of things are happening, we have to know that our footing is secure in God, that he's ordained our steps. And when our ways please God, He makes every enemy our footstool. He causes us to get up because he knows we're going to bless him. He makes sure that we wake up in the morning because he knows he's going to get praise and obedience and faith out of us. We're going to trust him and we're going to stay the course because we know he's in control and we know the end result. We see the end result of what we're going to have and what we're going to receive from the Lord. And so we're not afraid because we know he is the one that is ordaining steps in his divine will, in his divine purpose. And we will not be ashamed because we trust him. We will not be ashamed because we believe him. We will not be ashamed because we are walking by faith and not by sight. We're not ashamed because our God is in control and he has the last say so. And he knows the beginning from the end and from the beginning and all the in between. And he's worked it out for our good because we trust in him. God is the one who's ordained our steps, and he's leading us even through the difficult times into the place that he says, these places of our making shape us for where we're going and what we're going to produce. We're going to produce after the kind of the Spirit. We're going to produce faith. We're going to produce the fruit of the Spirit. We're going to produce the attributes of God. We're going to produce a faith that says we believe like Jesus Christ, and we're seeing the great exports because we know our God. We trust him, and we know what he will do in our life. We know what he will cause us to walk into and the grounds that he will cause us to possess for his glory. God lets us understand and know that miracles, signs, and wonders are to follow those who believe. If there's never a test, how will we know that God wouldn't bring us through? If there's never a test, how would our testimony in him be proven and grow? If there was never a test, how would we understand the working of God's word, his will, and the places where we see him as the I am in our lives? We know and see him in a way that we would never know and see him if there was not a test that he didn't bring us through. If there was not a place that he wouldn't make us in. If there was not a place that he wouldn't cause our trust and confidence in him. And in the place that we're in, to be the grounds where we are proven and the word of life becomes alive in us in that place because we know our God. God is up to some great things. And even though we're walking and we will go through these places, we will not lean to our own understanding. We won't try to figure it out ourselves. We won't try to trust in things that are outside of God, but we're going to trust in him knowing that he's in control. And as we acknowledge the fact, God, I need you. I can't make it without you. I can't do it without you. You're in control. You know the place that I'm at. You know the way that I'm taking. And when you've tried me, I'm coming forth as pure gold. I'm going to produce your life, your character. And God, even though I might be in this place where I'm slipping because of the trial or the test. And then what I mean by slipping, because you might lose your temper. You might have a bad attitude, but that's not the time to stay in that place. It's the time to run back to him and say, God, here am I. I'm in this place of making. And the Bible lets us know that a righteous man falls seven times. But at that seventh time, he gets up and he's no longer the same as when he started out. That means in between the test, in between the thing, you are not falling at the same measure or the same length. It's longer because you're trusting God. You're learning of him. You're knowing him. You're walking in that place and you're seeing God's greatness and power in your life like never before. You are seeing God prove himself and stretch you and mature you. So as you're growing each time, you're learning that enemy. You're learning the weapon that he used, how he used it, which way he came this time, what things he used, because the enemy is the same. How he moves is always going to be the same, but the weapon that he chooses might be different. It might be a different weapon. It might be a different, come in a different way, but it's the same enemy. And so because we understand and know that, we are wise to his attacks. We don't fall to his schemes. And we understand, Lord, you're helping me, and I'm acknowledging your help and the need for your help as you have my ordained steps going through this shadow of death. I'm not here messing up and being outside your will because you are with me in it all. And you won't leave me. You won't forsaken me. You won't let the enemy devour me. I'm coming through this as pure gold, learning of you, growing in the grace and the knowledge of who you are, expanding my territory. And my relationship with you is getting more intimate and more deep. There's a depth that's coming out of it. And as I trust you, God, I'm bearing the fruit of righteousness. Somebody's life is going to be touched by it. Somebody's life is going to be encouraged by it. And they're going to see the greatness of God in me because I'm submitted like Jesus unto your divine will, even when I'm walking through the thing that you ordained for my steps to make me, to prove me and refine me. I know that sometimes it doesn't feel good, but trust me, it's working for your good. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you so much for joining us today for the Freedom Life. Come on.